Afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 24th day of August, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 47 degrees. And it says it's going to be hazy, so I take that to be there's going to be more fucking smoke out there, which I'm very excited about. I've missed the smoke. I really have. Well, we'll take a short break and then we'll go over to the outrage page. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, to the outrage page, the front page from the trenches, worldreport.com. Let's see what we got going on here. Well, we got Hunter Biden back up on top again with the little six-year-old girls, the freak son of a bitch, fucking pedophilic bastard. Okay, that's good. Okay. Something good. I don't know if this guy, if this guy's a Trump tard, I've seen a post or two that I'm saying, look, it had a link to it. It said, look at so many minutes into it or some kind of shit like that. I know they're coming down on this guy pretty fucking hard. And if you're telling some truth, I don't know. I can get that video to wouldn't work. So I can't say one way or the other, but this Oliver Anthony accused of promoting anti-Semitism, 9/11 conspiracy theories. He popped up and went straight to the top pretty fast. Viral sensation and country music star Oliver Anthony has been found by Newsweek to be promoting videos about 9/11, which have been described as a group that combats anti-Semitism as dangerous conspiracy theories. The previously unknown singer became an overnight sensation when his single went viral in early August. In a matter of days, the video received more than 14 million views on YouTube thanks to the endorsement of popular pod star Joe Rogan, who shared the video on his ex-formerly Twitter account. That's like the former artist known as Prince, I suppose. Anthony, a former factory worker from Farmville, Virginia, now holds 5 songs in the top 12 of the iTunes song chart. However, a playlist he created of his official YouTube account includes a number of choices that are likely to prove controversial. Ooh, don't do nothing controversial, man. Sing the same last song that you heard. Title videos that make your noggin bigger. It contains 49 videos with topics ranging from music videos to psychology, many from the academic and influencer Jordan Peterson, and commentary on the decline of society. Like, well, we know about that. Among them are also videos of news reports and discussions about events surrounding the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on New York City and Washington, D.C. No, they weren't. I mean, they weren't terrorist attacks. It was the fucking Mossad and the CIA. It was done on fucking purpose, just like this phony fucking pandemic is fucking, it was an operation to get that Patriot Act in there, because you're going to have to give up some goddamn freedom. Well, no, we fucking don't have to give up shit, my friend. All we have to do is enforce it. You tell us we have to give it up, we have to shoot your fucking ass. That's how it works. D.C., which appeared to suggest Israel was involved, in or had prior knowledge of the attacks. Campaign groups say such narratives contribute to anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic tropes. Anti-Semitic, you fuck. You fucking Jew cocksuckers. We know what you have done to this country. We know you have placed your fucking operatives, which are dual fucking citizens holding 2 fucking passports in key positions within the fucking, well, the Admiralty fucking goddamn, well, it's a goddamn corporation. It's not lawful in this fucking country. It is a violation of the law of this country, the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of we the people of December 15, 1791, it is fucking a violation to the point of fucking treason and sedition, and by God, you know it. Newsweek contacted Anthony directly by email early in August 22, but had not received a reply at the time of publishing. We will update this article if we receive response. The Dancing Israelis conspiracy, and this is something we've known about since it happened. And by God, they were outside there, and they had fucking nuclear shit in that fucking van, which they fucking, no planes could leave this country except the one that hauled those motherfuckers off, huh? 2001, a group of terrorists from Al-Qaeda, nope, not from Al-Qaeda, fucking from Mossad and from the CIA. Maybe fucking even the way that the planes turned, and it was impossible to do, remote controlled. Al-Qaeda hijacked commercial airlines flying them into New York. See, they speak this like it's a fact when the fucking majority of the people in this country fucking know better. New York City's World Trade Center and the Pentagon. One plane headed for the White House crashed into a field in Pennsylvania after a team of passengers attempted to stop the hijackers. More than 2,970 people lost their lives. Now, how did they know that that was headed for the fucking White House? If everybody died on the fucking plane, whatever you fucking say. Conspiracy theories, fuck you. See, they're trying to get that term back into vogue in the goddamn conversations that people are having about this fucking diabolical international corporate mafia building a fucking one world fucking government, the same way they built the unlawful fucking federal fucking government in this fucking country, which isn't a government. It never had the authority of the people. It was never ratified by the people. We granted them nothing. We granted them shit. We granted ourselves absolute power over our lives, absolute power over our jurisdictions over this country, in the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, our Bill of Rights. Conspiracy theories about Jewish people's role, Jewish people's role in 9/11 have preserved since the attack, is because it's hard to fucking deny things that you have fucking videos of, documentation of. Such theories, they're not fucking theories, they fucking happened, are often a constitution of a constitution of centuries old anti-Semitic tropes. Why the fuck? Why do you think everybody just picks on them fucking Jews? Why do you think? You think that they just fucking just people just it's because of their noses or what the fuck do you think it is? Or do you think it's because those motherfuckers come in and they destroy every fucking thing and take everything thing that people have for them fucking selves and try to enslave the fucking what they call the goyim, which is the rest of humanity, which they consider to be fucking soulless animals. Fuck you, Jew. About Jews supposedly manipulating world events for their own benefit. Oh, fuck no. According to the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, fuck you, what are you doing operating in the United States of America, you foreign motherfuckers? A group which aims to end anti-Semitism. Give it a fucking go, you motherfuckers. Two of the videos in Anthony's playlist refer to the concept of dancing Israelis, which is a term used by people who claim the Israeli intelligence agency Mossad was behind the attacks. Not just them. The CIA was right there beside their brethren. The most common proof cited is the false claim. No, the true claim that five Israeli Mossad agents were arrested on 9/11 by police who observed them filming the filming and celebrating the attack. The ADL wrote on its website. Fuck the ADL. You're fucking Jews. You're liars. You can't tell the fucking truth. You wouldn't know the truth if it come up and kicked you in the ass. A nationalist socialist club. Now you see, you got to go over because it's Nazis. Only people that can hate the fuckers that are destroying their fucking country. You must be a fucking Nazi. It's like the people who hate the fucking pedophiles and the fucking goddamn what the hell they call themselves. I'm not gonna go there. But the fucking faggots, the fucking queers, the fucking homosexuals, the fucking all this faggot fucking shit. If you don't reach down and fucking embrace this fucking debauchery, you got a phobia. Now you motherfuckers got brain damage, and you need to be removed from the goddamn gene pool because you are violating the rights of other people, the rights that are unalienable, the rights that we have a right to enforce with fucking force. Nazi group based in New England, right? Has spray painted graffiti multiple times. LGBTQRSTW is what I was talking about. Graffiti multiple times in recent years that feature the Star of David and reads Mossad did 9/11. Google dancing Israelis. They were a part of it for sure, but they had their brothers in the CIA operating with them too. The claims stem from an account from a witness who saw the five men in a parking lot in New York, Jersey. She said that they were smiling and giving each other high fives. She also saw them photographing each other with the Twin Towers in flames behind them. The men were arrested and the FBI conducted an investigation. It concluded that none of the Israelis had any information or prior knowledge of the attacks, and none of them were engaged in intelligence gathering. Get the fuck off my screen, you son of a bitch. Quit fucking with me. Information or prior knowledge of the attacks, and none of them were engaged in intelligence gathering in the United States, and Hunter Biden and fucking Joe Biden and their uncle and the Biden fucking mafia, they don't fucking pedophile little children either. Look at the top of this fucking page. Yes, they fucking do. And it'll be admitted, you know, one day. Well, if they think they're going to make this fucking the norm, but it'll never be the fucking norm. People have natural instincts. That's why they're going after the DNA, because you have natural instincts that will fucking make you fucking say, no, you're not going to do that to fucking little kids. Nevertheless, speculation about the men has persisted. One of the videos on Anthony's playlist is called 911 Dancing Israelis and the Urban Moving Systems. On the Truther TV YouTube account, it features a 2002 ABC News report from 2020 program about the five arrested Israelis. What they don't talk about is what I've been told, and what it was said back then is that they also had fucking goddamn munitions. I believe they were even nuclear munitions. Another is called Fox News segment on the dancing Israelis on a YouTube account called Make Schumer Cry Again, which covers allegations about Israeli intelligence operations on U.S. soil, and it's been going on for a very fucking long time. They have put themselves in key positions of power through the Masonic Lodge, which they fucking control, and their fucking ground troops in those fucking lodges, right down to the lowest son of a bitch coming in thinking he's goddamn Christian. What the hell do they call self? Worshiping master or some kind of shit like that. When you get up into the higher echelons, that's when they tell you the fucking truth after they got fucking photos of you fucking poodles. Another video on the playlist called Richard Gage Reveals Who Was Behind 9/11 appears to have been removed. It features a discussion with Gage, who described himself as the 9/11 truth leader, about whether a Jewish businessman took out an insurance policy. They're talking about the insurance policy on fucking Building 11, which somebody dropped a match and the fucking building fell down. It wasn't even hit by a plane. It was reported falling by a reporter standing right in front of it before it fell. How fucking stupid are we? Do you think we're going to be, you son of a bitches? About whether a Jewish businessman took out insurance policies, which he fucking did, before the attack from which he may have profited my fucking ass. He's the one that said, pull the building. Pull the building is a fucking term for demolition. And those buildings were demolished on purpose. Them fucking planes didn't, if there were planes even, it's hard to fucking tell. But they were brought down. They were made to take those hits from those planes, and they didn't just crumble down. And that's an art. To make a building crumble down in its own fucking footprint is a fucking art. X user Ben Lorber took a screenshot the video before it was removed. Oliver Anthony, country singer behind the new conservative anthem "Rich Man North of Richmond," has a public YouTube playlist recommending videos that make you noggin head in brackets get bigger. Three of the 48 videos are devoted to anti-Semitic conspiracy theories about, they're not fucking anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. They are fucking facts, proven fucking facts. And the majority of the population in this country know exactly what you fucking did. They know that the same shit is going on with this phony-ass fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist pandemic. You motherfuckers have no fucking scruples. You have no qualms about doing any fucking thing to destroy this fucking country, and we know it. Everything you look at, they've lost all credibility. Wonder fucking why. See here. Fuck you, Clint. I'm sure they did. Now here's a Goodwin report. The only road out of Lahaina was blocked by barricades. Only those who disobeyed survived. This is by Chris Trending Politics. By Chris at Trending Politics News. According to recent reports, residents and visitors of Lahaina faced a terrifying predicament when the only main road out of the town was found to be blocked by massive electric company trucks and even police barricades. The barriers presented a life-threatening obstruction for those trying to evacuate from an unexpected emergency. In the midst of the chaos, recent Cole Millington, 26, described the scene as an epic bumper-to-bumper traffic. While we were trying to escape, he told NBC, there were no police officers in sight. What there was were Hawaiian electric trucks coming in with new telephone poles. Instead of waiting for everybody to get out, they were blocking the only way out with their big trucks. On the evening of August 8th, as Lahaina Residents rushed to evacuate amid an unspecific emergency. They encountered unexpected obstacles. Millington, along with his roommate, Catlin Carroll, recounted the harrowing experience of fleeing the area around 4 p.m. and encountering Hawaii Electric workers actively clearing down power lines from the Honolulu Highway, whatever in the hell. I understand Millington commented, referring to the need to remove hazardous electrical wires from the main thoroughfare. You don't want to be driving over live wires. However, his understanding turned to frustration when he observed the same workers beginning to replace the damaged poles in the midst of the evacuation. He recalled the mounting anxiety and said, we were like, get the fuck off the road and let us get by. The pair found themselves and a fellow evacuees confronting unexpected obstacles on the Honolulu Highway. Both Millington and Carroll recounted the baffling decision by Hawaiian Electric crews to not clear down power lines, but also to start replacing damaged poles despite the immediate danger. It made no sense. Yeah, it makes sense if you want a high kill rate. See, they got to kill a lot of fucking people. There ain't nobody been fucking charged in that shit. And I mean, it's blatant what happened and why it happened, because they wanted the fucking real estate. Burn your house down with you in it. And if you miss your house, they'll just fucking take it away from you without due process of the law that you are guaranteed under the fucking Bill of Rights. It made no sense what we were doing, said what they were doing, Millington said. They could see the sky was black. They could see the city was on fire. They could see the wind was still whipping everything around, but they were already starting to plant new power poles. In the midst of the chaos and mounting tension, Carroll noticed the community's spirit shine through. Okay. She witnessed several drivers in their urgency to evacuate debarking from their vehicles with chainsaws instead of simply bypassing the obstacles. They joined forces with the electrical crews, assisting in clearing the down poles. But they were waved away. Get the fuck back away from her. This is an operation. These poles, we're going like it's supposed to. Don't touch it. But they were waved away. It would be one thing if they were just clearing away down power lines to let us through. But their trucks were in our escape lanes, and they were already trying to fix the poles, replace the poles, while we were just sitting there. It made no sense. It makes sense if you fucking understand what the fucking operation was, though, doesn't it? Amanda Cassidy, 33, and her boyfriend were among those who experienced the frightening ordeal firsthand. As they tried to leave their neighborhood via Lahaina Highway, they were met with the sight of their rental home being engulfed in flames. Cassidy narrated that they encountered police roadblocks while utility crews scrambled to manage down power lines, further complicating their escape. Documenting the terrifying scene, Cassidy posted a video on Instagram capturing the intensity of the moment. The footage appears to show her taking a dangerous left turn directly into the path of oncoming traffic. The drastic maneuver was due to an entire lane of cars being brought to a standstill because of the roadblocks. The urgency was clear. A raging fire was descending on the hill towards them. When you have thousands of people and vehicles trying to flee, you have to figure something else out, Cassidy remarked, highlighting the apparent lack of coordination between... No, they ain't apparent. They had no fuck. This wasn't bumbling. This was fucking planned. And it went according to fucking plan. They killed people. They're going to steal the fucking real estate. And the only way you're going to stop them is with your goddamn second article gun. You're going to have to pick up that motherfucking Liberty teeth and sink them deep. You're playing the game that the goddamn Canadians played. thinking that there's bumbling and we're going to get this straightened out. No, you're fucking not. They came there to take your fucking land. They're going to take your fucking land unless you physically stop them yourself. Get that through your head. Lack of coordination between the utility services and the urgency of the evacuation. Fucking right. That's our lifeline, our escape route. And you cut us off from it. There was no other way out. The situation underlined the dire need for a more efficient and synchronized response during emergencies. Well, you get rid of this motherfucking corporation and you get rid of these motherfucking scamming, scheming fucking international corporate mafia motherfuckers, and your shit won't be burning down because they won't be burning it down to take it from you. See how that fucking works? Oh, see what else we got here. There was some good ones here. I guess we could do that real quick. Chinese police stations in Canada are part of his arsenal of interference, CSIS. Interference, CSIS. Chinese, of course, there are going to be Chinese police stations in Canada. It's Chanada, right? This is by David Creighton, the Post Millennial. The Canadian Security Intelligence Service has deemed seven Chinese police stations operating across Canada to be part of an arsenal of interference used by China on Canadian soil, according to a report published by La Presse on Monday. Come on, baby. The revelations first discussed in a December 2022 CSIS security alert obtained by the outlet via the Access of Information Act have shown light on the Chinese Communist Party's ability to assert influence in Canada. How can they, goddamn communist Chinese, have fucking jurisdictional authority in Canada? Well, they must have fucking ownership then. They must be fucking owners in the goddamn land, right? I mean, it must be under their jurisdictional authority, because that's what the fucking goddamn policing fucking unit is. It's a goddamn mercenary army under a fucking the Communist Party's fucking judicial fucking official powers. A police station in Canada contributed to foreign interference by the PRC, People's Republic of China's CSIS, stated in the 15-page document likely seen by senior officials in the Liberal government, including presumably Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Tong Teng Fadol. You're goddamn right. That fucking communist treasonous piece of shit. But again, we've seen what they fucking did, and nobody's fucking lit them up yet. The document was heavily redacted, but did state that any foreign interference progressively weakens Canadian democracy, imperceptibly undermines the social cohesion so clearly acquired in a multicultural society, and flouts the rights guaranteed by the guaranteed by the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. CSIS continues to monitor the situation as it evolves. Human Rights Watchdog Safeguard Defender pointed out that the CCP's minister, that's the Communist Chinese Party's Minister of Public Scrutiny, has established these police stations in more than 50 countries. They got them right here in the old United States. Come on up to me, you fucking dink. Fucking pull me over, you motherfucker. Including Canada, with the goal of tracking, intimidating, and threatening Chinese dissidents living abroad. Bullshit. They're establishing that they can fucking be here. You can't have a foreign fucking jurisdiction in your goddamn country, or you do not have sovereignty. That's a goddamn, I mean, that's logical fact. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have launched an investigation into the stations, which are located in Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal. In June, the RCMP claimed that it had terminated illegal police activities in Ontario, Quebec, and British Columbia, but there was no mention of any arrests. Of course, you're not going to arrest these fucking New World motherfuckers for doing what the New World motherfuckers do, because there is no fucking law. I seen one person come up on the site And he said, well, they need, we need some little anarchy now. Hey, dumbass. With this, we had what we have is anarchy. We don't need no more fucking anarchy. We're living in anarchy. What we need is fucking law and order. That law and order contained in those 10 articles on that fucking goddamn Bill of Rights. You know, the ratified unalienable law of December 15, 1791. That is fucking law. That puts limits. Anarchy is just fucking goddamn what you son of a bitches want. It's what you got. Anarchy is fucking what we're living in. On July 21st, a former RCMP officer was charged with foreign interference that included spying for China and bullying the Chinese diaspora in Canada. Get the fuck out of Canada. Trudeau has been accused of ignoring intelligence from CIS or denying he ever received it in the first place. He initially responded to the Chinese election interference crisis with denial, suggesting he was not briefed by CSIS on the matter. Subsequent reports revealed that CSIS did tell Trudeau that China interfered by financing candidates to Toronto, and it took care, got him into office too, because he is a fucking full-blown red communist. No fucking two ways about it. On March 1st, 2023, Privy Council National Security Advisor Jody Thomas said that the Prime Minister received a memo from the Privy Council office about the operation, but added that she didn't guarantee he'd actually read it. Public Safety Minister Marco Mendico has also faced scrutiny over his repeated claimed, that the stations were no longer operating. As CBS reports, many were still open at the time he made his statements, and I bet they're open right fucking now. Global Affairs Canada admitted on August 9th that China had unleashed a coordinated network of disinformation against foreign affairs critic Michael Chong via a Chinese social media platform. Chong and his family were harassed online, with attacks continuing even after the CCP's actions were revealed in the media. At the time, Special Rapporteur David Johnson was investigating foreign interference in Canada's electoral process. There is no fucking electoral process. But I mean, this is fucking here. This is the Ministry of fucking Lies. This is just putting shit out there. So they, I mean, when you read that, then there must be election. No, they're not. There's selections. Bilderberg sits. They sit down at the Bilderberg fucking building. They, after they've done been to Deos or whatever the hell it's called. And they fucking have decided who's going to, among the filthy fucking rich, is going to be the next aristocracy in each country. And it's a fucking done deal. You think a fucking vote counts, you're a fucking fool. And you're a fucking traitor for fucking participating in a foreign fucking goddamn election. His final report is due to be released in October. And it looks like we will go ahead and take a break. What the hell? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me. People like you wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world. Whipping whole souls. The rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think. Wanna know what you do. And they don't think you know. But I know that you do. But your dollar ain't shit. And it's taxing no end. Those are rich men. Those are rich men. I wish politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast milking welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of butt drowned. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. For people like me, for people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world. With an old soul. These rich men know the rich men. Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think. Wanna know what you do. And they don't think you know. But I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't shit. And it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men know the rich men. I've been selling my soul, working all day. Overtime hours for bullshit pay.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shive. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Richmond from Richmond, north of Richmond. And that was Oliver Anthony, the one we were talking about earlier. And if it aggravates him a little bit, I'll play it until somebody shows me he's a Trump tart, and then I'll play it no more. Anyhow, let's see, where were we at?
Hey,
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Last night on the news, on the Stupid Box, they said they offered, some record company offered him a $9 million contract, and he turned it down.
Yeah, I heard that too. That's why I said until somebody shows me different, it could just be people coming on the site trying to put him down because he is, I mean, I didn't hear nothing wrong there. You know what I'm saying? And I've listened to one more of his tunes and I haven't heard nothing wrong there. So until you can show me this thing that didn't exist in the link you put up, I'm going to assume that the guy ain't bad. I mean, he's sure as hell telling the truth. Maybe he don't know the whole fucking truth. He hasn't spoke about the Bill of Rights and the answer to the problem. But and the more people that fucking, I mean, it shows to go you that, because it went viral, that people, there ain't as many stupid people out there as they'd like you to think. And there ain't as many people falling for this shit as they'd like you to fucking think. Anyway.
To the voting deal. If people could change anything by voting, they wouldn't allow you to vote.
Hell no, they wouldn't allow you to vote. There is no vote. And Klaus Schwab the other day was talking about we don't really need a vote because, hell, we've already decided who's going to take those goddamn positions. And they all go, oy boy. Let's see. There's one I wanted to look at here. These people, man. Parents removed their 4-year-old daughter from preschool after she was shown Granddad's Pride book featuring men in bondage gear and trans top surgery that was written by winner of Westerstone's Children's Book Prize. Now, this is a double-edged sword. A couple of, this is by Shakshamani Seth of the Daily Mail. I hope I said his name right. A couple have taken their 4-year-old daughter out of preschool after they say they were branded bigots for complaining about a book featuring men in bondage and with trans top surgery scars. And now I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, well, somebody's doing the right thing. Will and Marie Taylor of Hull, East Yorkshire, were horrified when they spotted images. Now, listen, they're horrified when they spotted images of men who are partially naked in leather bondage gear in the pages of Grandpa's Pride. One image featured trans men with top surgery scars, sparking a furious reaction from parents who claims that's not correct, grammatically correct. Wake up, folks! That it encourages body modification too early. Oh, not that it's just fucking perverse and fucking sickening. And shows that person is a fucking mad dog that needs to be taken out behind the shed with a bullet put in their head. Top surgery involves either the removal of the augmentation of the breasts, which is undergone by a trans man, means breast tissue is taken out of the chest, is controlled to emphasize the pectoral muscles. Make him look like he's got tits, I suppose. I mean, calling this Grandpa's Pride, that really fucking... Grandpa's Pride is the creation of Waterstone's children book winner, author, and illustrator Harry Woodgate, you perverse piece of shit, who uses they-them pronouns. When the couple approached Genesis Preschool in Hull with their concerns over the overtly sexualized images, they were shocked when they... The school refused to apologize for the shocking the book. That's why this shit's so difficult to read. The book, which has a 4+ rating aged, so this kid's 4 years old and older, looking at this fucking trash, looking at its fucking abominations. I mean, this is the push on it. Like I said, there's probably 0.004% of these motherfuckers on the planet. That's why they have to have 99% fucking propaganda to fucking push this fucking debauchery. Tells the story of Miley spending the summer at Granddad's cottage by the sea. You're going to love this. When Miley is playing in the attic one day, she unearths Granddad and Gramps's old pride flag. When Grandpa explains to Millie what pride is, he and Millie plan a pride march in the village. The book Trust, which promotes children reading, has already warned parents. The illustrations in the Grandpa's Pride include realistic depictions of what a pride march might look like, including a person dressed in adult leather wear and some images which are actually sensitive. The fuck is a little kid, 4 years old. These fuckers need to be put up against the goddamn wall. They're fucking perverse. Their fucking minds are damaged. Parents and carers should read the book before sharing, you think? The couple, except a staff member, had checked with Maria whether she was okay with the contents, but she did not notice the images at first. Fuck. One image is in the U.S. version shows two men in fetish gear kissing during a pride march, while another marcher holds up a sign saying, "All we need is love." when another parent alerted them, the couple complained to the nursery expecting an apology. When staff defended the images, the couple decided to remove their four-year-old daughter. Will said, "We identified two images of men who are partially naked in leather bondage gear. One has a leather cod piece molded tightly around his crotch, along with garters running down his thighs. He also has a studded dog collar around his neck and knee-high boots. Both have various leather straps around their bodies and studs spikes. The main and most immediate concern is that children have been exposed to at least two age-inappropriate, age-inappropriate, fucking sexual or erotic images of a man in what can only be reasonably described as bondage, fetish, BDSM gear. When we went to the nursery to raise concerns about the book, to be honest, we expected staff instantly to apologize and that would be the end of the matter. But the safeguarding lead began to defend the images. They argued the children would not understand or perceive erotic sexual images. Now listen to this argument. Staff claimed the image was not portraying dress up and would not be perceived as erotic by a child, as they have no idea what erotic is. But they have no idea what erotic is. That's right. But then again, you want to start fucking giving them hormone treatments at fucking 4 years old. You want to cut their dicks off at fucking six. But but when something like this comes up, they don't know what it's about. I mean, you're not born educated in fucking sex. The staff denied the images are erotic, telling the couple, "That's your opinion." No, that's not erotic. Mr. Taylor continued, and this is the part that starts getting to me. That was no justification in our eyes. Arguing with us over the appropriateness of these sexual images quickly damaged the trust we held for the nursery team. At this stage, I was concerned and took our daughter out of the nursery. Will argues that a child's lack of understanding is no justification in exposing children to sexualized imagery. He said it seems those with safeguarding responsibilities are basing their decision on what is safe and appropriate based on whether the child will recognize the risk for what it is. Poor kids. To be clear, the perception of the child is not the arbiter of what is age appropriate or safe, regardless of three levels of understanding. You would have understood what was safe in my fucking day. Because if you did something like this, you would be beaten, your fucking house would be burned down. You'd be lucky if you lived through it, you son of a bitch. Will says he and Maria have been branded bigots for taking their stand. Listen, he added, the staff felt I was being bigoted and I was not having that. I have volunteered at both Hull and York Pride events. Some people will try and twist this and make me out to be some kind of homophobe. I'm a fucking homophobe and proud of it. I'll get a goddamn shirt that says it. I hate fucking queers is what it'll say. But if we want equality and understanding, then we should respect certain boundaries. So this motherfucker's all in on it. You see this fucking propaganda bullshit, like he's just complaining, oh, this is just a little much. We need to adjust things, that's all. No, you fucking freak. You're a piece of trash. You were raised like a fucking dog to let your kids near this fucking shit. Or to fucking believe it your fucking self, you sick son of a bitch. There are many LGBTQ XYZ books at the nursery, which is great. This is the fucker father talking who's supposed to be bitching about this stuff. They encourage children to be tolerant, respectful, and not to judge people. But I believe this book has gone too far in introducing sexual imagery. Fucking you piece of shit. I have been to many Pride events, and there can be inappropriate behavior for children, which is why Hull has a family-friendly zone, and that's fine. It is a shame, as this is a very good nursery, and my children have been very happy here. I bet you they have. The trustees have responded reasonably well and taken the book out while carrying out a safety audit. My criticism is with the staff who thought it was okay in the first place. The trustees of the nursery have since confirmed to Will and Maria the book has been removed from the nursery. So the rest of the faggot shit's fine. The rest of this fucking LGBT shit is fucking fine with you fucking. You're a freak, motherfucker. I mean, goddamn, what the fuck are you saying here? You talking out of both sides of your fucking mouth? The trustee says the book is widely available at bookstores and libraries in East Yorkshire and was a Waterstones Children's Prize book winner. They told the couple at trustees, we agree that the image in the book of Grandpa's Pride are not age appropriate. This book has been removed from Genesis and a comprehensive audit of all other books has taken place to ensure all books while celebrating culture. That means they're still fucking queers, LGBTQ. They want your little fucking kids to be fucking playing with each other or the adults playing with them. Celebrating culture and diversity are age appropriate. That is not. Fucking sex is not fucking age appropriate at 4 fucking years old and under any goddamn conditions. How stupid do you think people are? And you are a fucking, this is a fucking propaganda piece because it eases it back. We took one step way too far and then took a half a step back, but we still made 3 fucking steps over what we had before. This is the kind of shit. This is how they try to fucking entrench this shit. This is how they try to fucking desensitize you to the fucking debauchery that this fucking represents. That's taken place to ensure all books while celebrating culture and diversity are age appropriate. Fuck you. We also intend to raise this with Hull early years and seek their advice on the illustrations within this book when the new school year commences in September. After speaking to staff, we are confident that each staff member has a solid understanding of the statutory EYS framework and safeguarding policies. What fucking safeguarding policies? If you're teaching sex to fucking 4-year-olds, you have no safeguarding policies. You're a bunch of fucking freaks. And if you send your kid to a school knowing this shit's there, you're goddamn as guilty as the son of a bitch is fucking pedophiling your children. You're sick in the fucking head. You need an operation with a fucking bullet, including harmful sex behaviors. We are also confident after removing this book from the setting that children who attended Genesis are not exposed to sexual or erotic images. Okay, but the trustees defended the response from the nursery staff and say they will continue to receive regular training in the policies and procedures for, you know, doing this under the, I mean, just incrementalism, people, incrementalism. I mean, God damn it. I mean, fuck, man, I'll tell you what, 20 years ago, you said this kind of shit out of your mouth. You got it busted fucking shut. I mean, I remember when the first year when they tried to say pedophilia was a lifestyle choice. Man-boy love was a lifestyle choice. Man, it got crammed back down their throats forthwith. But here they have incrementally, and getting the goddamn good communists, I mean, you're a sick son of a bitch if you expose your children to shit like this. You need a lobotomy. The trustees say it is with deep regret that you felt necessary for you to remove your daughter from Genesis. We can assure you that Genesis preschool strives to create a culture of value and respect for each. What kind of fucking values? What kind of fucking values are you teaching? You're teaching perverse. You're teaching fucking abomination. You're teaching goddamn anti-life, you sick son of a bitches. Culture of value and respect for each and every young person. As trustees, we are confident that Genesis does create a culture of safety in which safeguarding children is the highest priority. No, in which fucking pedophiling children. That's what you really want. Any fucking person that would work doing this, any fucking person that would promote this is a fucking sicko. The book Grandpa's Pride, written and illustrated by Harry Woodgate, has already angered some parents when it was released earlier this year. I don't know how much, to what degree. I mean, you mean it was all right for him to teach your kids that fucking being queers and teach them how to masturbate at fucking 4 fucking years old and all that shit was okay. But this just went a step too fucking far, don't you see? Publisher Anderson Press said, "We stand by our author and illustrator, Harry Woodgate, and their book, Grandpa's Pride. We believe it is a faithful representation of pride celebration." Proud is pride. You try to ram that out to us, we'll show you what fucking pride is. You got no fucking pride. You're fucking animals. You're not even human. Pride celebration, celebrating fucking goddamn perverse acts on children, you sick son of a bitches. You will fucking, I tell you what, when this fucking country, when it fucking breaks loose, when the people have finally had enough of this shit, when they finally reach, I don't know, an intolerable fucking position, you are going to fucking roll up like the goddamn carpet. Parades around the country enjoyed by many families. Sickos! I puke! We discussed the images of the Pride parade during our stringent and robust editorial process and decided collectively that we should show a true representation of what a Pride march looks like and what the many children who attend these events see. We consider accusation of hidden messages to be baseless, deeply offensive, and homophobic. I am the king of fucking homophobic. What are you going to do about it, motherfucker? Because you are just a handful. You're a tiny fucking handful. And you're going to be fucking dealt with, you sick in the head motherfuckers. People. Anyway, on that, I click back over and they show this picture. I mean, they're showing a picture out of the illustration with the book. And I mean, go over and look at it. And if you want to fucking have your fucking stomach turn over on you and make you want to fucking just fucking puke, make you want to fucking remove this fucking scourge from the fucking face of this fucking planet. Anyways, I've had enough. That fucking made me fucking want to barf. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But here you had a piece of propaganda where it started out like there was my kids like this I only let them be subjected to a certain amount of perversion. Now, the teacher playing with his little pecker, now that's okay because I agree that is something that's all right. But this one picture here, I don't agree with that. You are a sick son of a bitch. You shouldn't have fucking goddamn children. You shouldn't have a fucking dog. You're a piece of fucking shit. And this is, see, they're going to try and get these middle, because like I said, 0.004%, if it's that, they wouldn't need this kind of propaganda if it was more. And we know it ain't more because people, I mean, your goddamn natural instincts have to be telling you, I mean, that this is fucking wrong. You got to know, I mean, right and wrong, if you've fucking grown up in any kind of environment where fucking right and wrong mattered. But I mean, these goddamn parents, man, who in the fuck raised you, you sick son of a bitch? You are a fucking, you're the problem, not the solution. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Here I come.